Welcome back to JP's World, everyone. If you have not yet, you can tune in. Season 1, Episode 1, My Story, on Spotify and Anchor. For right now, Episode 2, Perseverance. I suggest, if you have a couch or reclining chair, sit back and relax. Enjoy the show. When I was born, I didn't have my father. Let me take you back to the beginning. I always wonder why he wouldn't come visit me in the hospital. I was okay. I had my mom, grandparents, aunt, uncle. That's all I needed. I always heard excuses of why he wouldn't show up. Was he ashamed? Afraid? Scared? I think so. The better word for it? Selfish. Once I got home, I would look around. See my mom, grandparents, the rest of my family, but not my father. I couldn't speak yet, so I couldn't ask questions. Barely could see because of my vision problems, but I always wondered where my father was. My mom had to raise me playing both roles as mother and father. She always said it was hard. Single mom, all by herself, every day, not knowing what to do, needing more help. I don't know what she experienced, how tough it was, but she did it. She had no choice because my father was never around. That's my mom, my best friend. We would have to find other ways for me to get to school. My mom would be at work, grandma at work, my dad just not around. So, even before my grandpa retired, he would take me to school and pick me up. Appointments, my grandpa took me to. Because my dad couldn't. He either forgot or he had something else more important to do. It was all good because my grandpa was there. Shriners Hospital, Chicago, Illinois. Up until I was 18, either for a normal appointment or a surgery. I don't remember. My grandma always said I told her to pray for me because during one, I was sick. Not knowing if I would come out or not. Would I wake up from surgery or not? First time for everything. I was young. I didn't know any better. Physical therapy. Either 15 minutes away, 30 minutes away, or 45 minutes away. My grandpa would always say, I'll be out here waiting on you. An hour may have went by. Actually, an hour did go by. Every time. Birthdays, another situation. Now, I wasn't supposed to live to see the age of 9 and 11. So at a young age, birthdays were a little extra special when they came around. My family had everyone. My father, not so much. He thought giving me a present was making up for the time he missed. Well, he tried. Not good enough. every birthday he should have been at. Not trying to make up for what he missed. The birthdays he missed. That's just how he was. Sporting events was something else. In grade school, I wanted to play basketball. I used the walker during basketball. I couldn't jump, therefore I couldn't shoot. One thing they let me do was inbound the ball. I would inbound, then go sit back on the bench. Look in the crowd. See everybody there but my father. He even knew the day of my games. He knew the time of my games and where they were at. 2 minutes away, still didn't show up. Fast forward to junior high. I was the manager in 7th and 8th grade. My grandpa would take me to practice after school. During games, my teammates would say, "Your grandpa's in the crowd again." Not that I believed it. I'd be so zoned into the game, I'd forget about it. Even if he told me he'd be there, I was just happy to have support. Again, my dad wasn't there. My dad did help me get ready for a dance my 8th grade year. Went to his house, got changed, had a little suit on, took me to the dance, and picked me back up. At that time, I was visiting every weekend, if not every other. He did do that, but that was as far as it went. At least until I got in high school. High school. Same school, different hallways. Basketball came around. Freshman year, 5 a.m., practice every day. I didn't have to be there. Coaches told me. Teammates told me. I was a part of the team. Would go to school 7 hours after. My grandpa, again, would pick me up. JV basketball, sophomore year. On the team, still couldn't play. My grandpa was there. Junior year, varsity basketball. First prom, I wore a tux. Everybody there to take pictures, except my father. Again, my grandpa was there, but not my father. Junior prom night was tough. I thought about it a lot. In the moment, it didn't cross my mind until later in the night. I remember breaking down because during the day, I didn't see my father. Another big moment, first prom, didn't see my father. I don't know why I did. I should have been used to it. I think everything came together, or started to come together at that time. Senior year, my last year of high school. Basketball, last prom, graduation. My grandpa was there during basketball. Still, senior night, away games, prom, family was there. Another tux, went with my friends. Had to live in the moment, take it all in, get through school. Last but not least, graduation. In May of that year. early on, I remember having a talk with my dad. Well, I called him. I just got tired of everything. Wanted to tell him how I felt. Lit into him, too. The one that was there, my grandpa. I remember having to settle down. He came and gave me a ride around the block just so I could calm my nerves down. I had a lot built up in me that I had to let go. I wonder if he ever learned. I could say he thought about it, but did my dad learn? All the years he missed out on. He came to graduation, gave me a hug, congratulated me. I got through high school. Now, the next step. The last step of school, college. New place, new people, new environment. 45 minutes away. Not too far from home, but I was away. Met my best friend at college. He was my orientation leader. Showed me the ropes because he had been there a year before me. Had to move in with the help of my mom, grandparents, aunt, uncle, cousin. My dad had to be asked. Did he want to help? I don't know. Another excuse as to why he couldn't help? Probably. But he had to be asked instead of just taking initiative and doing it anyway. I had to use a scooter to get to class. Up and down hills. In and out of my dorm. The only way I could maneuver was my scooter. But I wasn't the only one. I had my struggles in college, especially when my best friend graduated, not knowing if I was going to finish. Could I finish? Would I finish? I was determined because I had goals, dreams I wanted to pursue. I did it. I finished. After long days and nights, hours spent studying, I got my college degree. My dad didn't even show up to graduation. When I asked him where he was, he said he forgot. But it was okay. My relationship with my father could have been better. Has it gotten better? Yes. I always remember, despite whatever he did or didn't do, he still is my father. As you can see, my grandpa is one of my biggest supporters. Always there when I need him. So for everyone out there, always remember, there's someone in your corner. Whether you realize it or not. My point is this. I know I'm not the only one who grew up without a father. Some don't have a mother. Some don't have a father. Some have neither. It doesn't mean you quit, give up, not pursue your dreams, not strive for greatness. You keep going. And if I can do it, anyone else can. I persevered. Tune in next week on JP's World, Episode 3. Buckle up. It's just getting started.